good afternoon, parents. This is Dr. Shepherd coming to you with some announcements. Okay. My first announcement is, parents, open your eyes. And I'm being very serious. And I'm not just talking about single parents. I'm talking about those of you who are married and there's two parents in the household. I'm talking about guardians. Anyone who is taking care of children, you need to open your eyes. Because the things that are happening this day and age, the things as a principal are heartbreaking and disgusting. A lot of times we believe as parents that, you know, I'm going to attend all the elementary events that my child has. We skip middle school and then we pick back up at high school for sporting events and things like that. But let me tell you, middle school is a very, very, very impressionable age. And that is where your support to me and my professional opinion is needed the most. It's needed in middle school. Not waiting until high school after they left elementary. Because middle school is where their friends have a much louder voice in their lives than you do. Everybody want to talk about a third eye. You better open the two that you have. Because I'm telling you, I can't even talk about the things that I'm seeing in the schools. I can't even tell. But what I will say to you is the devil is busy. For real. The devil is busy. And he has more of a hold on your children than you do. And so it's time to wake up and it's time to be proactive. Pay attention. If your child's behavior is changing, it did not just start overnight. There's been little pieces that you've probably been missing, little things that they've been doing along the way that you just didn't pay attention to. And I get it. I am a single parent, so I am well equipped to say everything that I am saying. I am a single parent as well as an educator in our school systems. And I am telling you that the things that I am seeing as an educator, give me one moment, my own children. The things that I am seeing as an educator are very disheartening. And it's time that we wake up. It's time that you begin to take action. I encourage you to visit your schools, your child's classes. I encourage you to visit their classes. If you can set up a visit, if you can set up a tour, if there is time allowed for you to shadow your scholars. I know I allow that at my school. And I'm sure there's others. You just need to ask. Do a pop-up visit on your child. You don't have to tell them, oh, I'm coming up there and let me find out. No, do a pop-up visit. Show up to curriculum night. Show up to join the PTA. Get involved in what is happening in our schools. We are different than what we were before the pandemic. Life has happened to these babies. And I am telling you, the devil has a hold on some of our kids. And y'all up here just playing around. We so worried about, you know, the next thing that's happening. The next thing that you need to be worried about is your child's health, mental health, emotional health, physical health. Like, you really need to be worried about your kids. Not focusing on trying to get them this and that and the third. You need to be preparing them. Reading scores have dropped across the nation. Math scores have dropped across the nation. Science scores. Science is the easiest win on an EOG because it's vocabulary. That has dropped across the nation. And everyone is expecting the school systems to do it. And baby, let me tell you, it's going to take more than the school systems to do it. You're going to have to parent. Sorry, I'm yelling. My daughter's calling me so that I can calm down. But this message has been brewing for me for about 2 to 3 weeks. The Lord placed it on me, and I've been prolonging and prolonging. I've been super busy myself, you know, with my own school and different things, and then being a parent, and then community events and stuff. I've been busy. So I've been putting it off, but no more. The devil has a hold on our children. And if we don't wake up, and look at the two eyes we have instead of talking about the third eye. If you don't focus on them two that you have and use them too, I'm telling you, your kids are going to be lost in the system, and you're going to be sitting here trying to figure out, well, I wonder what happened. I'm going to tell you what happened. You weren't involved. And for those of you who are involved, keep being involved. For those of you who have the capacity to be mentors to others, please get involved. Thank you, Miss Lane. You're right. Social studies really ain't even been taught in schools anymore. Our kids don't know their history. Black and brown kids do not know their history the way that they should. That is stuff at home. Stop relying on these schools to do all the teaching for you. You have to educate at home. And I say book sense and street sense. They need both. Because I'm telling you, things are happening. The stuff that I am seeing really breaks my heart. And I wish that we had all these shows, The Real Housewives or this and that. We need some school shows to show what's happening for real, to show the things in the day-to-day life of a social worker, the day-to-day life of a teacher, the day-to-day life of an administrator. Like, that's what we need shows on, so that people can see the real of what's really happening in the schools. And if you are a person who is in the community and you can get involved, I encourage you to do so. I encourage you to do so. And any school that's not welcoming community involvement, they got some mess going on behind closed doors that they don't want people to know. Because people should be welcoming community support into their schools. I welcome my parents. I welcome community support. I welcome older siblings, aunts, uncles, grandparents, whoever can come in and support in any capacity is all right with me. But parents, you better wake up. I'm trying to tell you what I know. You better take it for somebody with some years of experience. I'm not new to this. I'm really true to this. You better wake up, because I'm telling you, the devil ain't playing fair, and y'all out here just playing. There is nothing to play about. You see these posts about teachers talking about they're tired? It's for a reason. No teacher, no adult should go home exhausted from educating our youth. So that right there should tell you something. And if you can't say amen, just say ouch and keep it moving. But I'm telling you what I know. It's time to wake up. It's time to get active. It's time to do more. And if you need support and help, you need to open your mouth and you need to try to get it. And if one person shut you down, go to somebody else. After that, go to somebody else. After that, go to somebody else. At the end of the day, there are too many resources available in every city and every county for you not to be active and doing what you need to do for your children. We have got to wake up. Notice the patterns of your kids. My son can't even play video games or talk on a portal without me being in the room right there with him. And if I'm not in the room, I'm texting another parent to say, hey, the boys are playing. Are you available to be in there to pay? Listen, I listen to it all. I got cameras everywhere so I can hear it all. Because I'm not sleeping on the fact that, yeah, my son makes good grades. He does not get in trouble, has never been a trouble kid. But I'm not sleeping on the fact that I have an assignment on this earth. And I know if Satan can't shake me, I know he sure as heck would try to shake my children. And so I'm going to be paying attention to that. And so you need to wake up. If you have kids, and I'm telling you, if you have kids, especially in middle school, you need to be involved. And shame on you if you're not involved. You need to be involved, because those babies are the ones that need you. They sitting here listening to their friends. They doing some of the craziest mess I've ever seen in my entire life. If I told you up here, you wouldn't even believe me. They're doing some stuff. And y'all are sitting here like, well, I ain't even know. How you not know? I greet every student as they walk in my building every day. And I can tell you when something ain't right. They don't go home with me. That's my public service announcement. I hope y'all have a great, blessed, and wonderful day.